ஸ்ரீகுரவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீச்சைதன்யமனோவிஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதா மஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம். நம ஓம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண ப்ரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமின் இதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சுன்யவாதி பாஷ்சாத்ய தேசதாரிணே வாஞ்சா கல்பதருப்யஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துப்ய ஏவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர் ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. திஸ் மார்னிங் வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேன்டோ 5 chapter 17 chapter 17 So this chapter entitled the descent of the river Ganges. Text number 13. So this text is very long, as you know. This canto is full of all irregular texts. So we can just read them. I will read it. So text 13. யத்ர தேவ பதயஹ ஸ்வை ஸ்வை கண நாயகிர் விஹித மஹாரணாஹ சர்வர்த குசும ஸ்தவக ஃபல கிசலய ஸ்ரிதா ஃபல கிசலய ஸ்ரியா நம்யமான விடபலதா விடபி பீர் குசும்பமான ருச்சிர காணநாஸ்ரமாயதன வர்ஷகிரி த்ரோணிஷு ததா சாமல ஜலாசயேஷு விகச்ச விவித நவவன ருஹாமோத முதித ராஜஹம்ச ஜலகுக்குட காரண்ட காரண்டவ சாரஸ சக்கரவாகாதிபிர் மதுகரணிகராகிருதிபிருபகூஜிதேஷு ஜலக்ரீடாதிபிர் விசித்ர வினோதைஹி சுலலித சுரசுந்தரீணாம் காமகலித விலாச ஹாசலீலாவலோகாக்ருஷ்ட மனோதிருஷ்டயஹ ஸ்வைரம் விஹரந்தி. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. ஹவ் யூ லைக் இட்? I know you cannot repeat it. So we'll move on to word meanings. Yatraha, in those eight tracts of land. Devapatayaha, the lords of the demigods, such as Lord Indra. Swayi swayi, by their own respective. Gananayakai, leaders of the servants. Vihita, furnished with. Maha arhanaha, valuable gifts such as sandalwood pulps and garlands. Sarvaritu, in all seasons. Kushama stavaka, of bunches of flowers. Phala, of fruits. Kishalaya Shriya, By the opulence of shoots. Anamya mana, being bent down. Vitapa, whose branches. Lata, and creepers. Vitapivihi, by many trees. Upashrumbha mana, being fully decorated. Ruchira, beautiful. Kanana, garlands. No, gardens. Ashrama ayatana, and many hermitages. Varsha giri dronishu, the valleys between the mountains and designating borders of the track of lands. Okay, that's quite long. Tatha, as well as cha, also amala jala asayeshu, in lakes with clear water. Vikacha, just fructify. Vivida, varieties. Nava vanaruha amoda, by the fragrance of lotus flowers. Mudita, enthused. Raja hamsa, great swans. Jala kukkuta, waterfalls. Karandava, aquatic birds called Karandavas. Sarasa, cranes. Chakravaka adivhi, by birds known as Chakravakas, and so on. Madhukara nikara akritihi, by the bumblebees. Upakujiteshu, which were made of Rishaun, which were made to Rishaun. Jalakrida adibhi, such as water sports. Vichitra, various. Vinodaihi, by pastimes. Shulalita, attractive. Shurasundari nam, of the women of the demigods. Kama, from lust. Kalita, born. Vilasa, pastimes. Hasa, smiling. Lila avaloka, by playful glances. Akrishta manaha, whose minds are attracted. Drishtayaha, and those vision is attracted. No, sorry. And whose vision is attracted. Shvairam, very freely. Viharanti, engaged in sportive enjoyment. So much learning Sanskrit through the Prabhupada's efforts. Translations. In each of those tracts of land, there are many gardens filled with flowers and fruits according to the season, and there are beautifully decorated hermitages as well. Between the great mountains demarcating the borders of those lands lie enormous lake of clear water filled with newly grown lotus flowers. Aquatic birds such as swans, ducks, water chickens, and cranes become greatly excited by the fragrance of lotus flowers, and the charming sound of bumblebees fills the air. The inhabitants of those lands are important leaders among the demigods. Always attended by their respective servants, they enjoy life in gardens. alongside the lakes. In this pleasing situation, the wives of the demigods smile playfully at their husband. In this pleasing situation, the wives of the demigods smile playfully at their husbands and look upon them with lusty desires. All the demigods and their wives are constantly supplied with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands by their servants. In this way, all the residents of the eight heavenly verses enjoy attracted by the activities of the opposite sex. Hare Krishna. So the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Yeah. Here is a description of the lower planetary system. Lower heavenly planets. The inhabitants of those planets enjoy life in a pleasing atmosphere of clear lakes filled with newly grown lotus flowers and gardens filled with fruits, flowers, various kinds of birds and humming bees. In that atmosphere, they enjoy life with their very beautiful wives who are always sexually stimulated. Nonetheless, they are all devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As will be explained in the subsequent verses, the inhabitants of this earth also desire such heavenly enjoyment. But when they somehow or other achieve imitation pleasures like sex and intoxication, they completely forget the service of the Supreme Lord. In the heavenly planets, however, although the residents enjoy superior sense gratification, they never forget their position as the eternal servants of the Supreme Being. Okay. Hare Krishna. So this chapter began with talking about Ganges, descent of river Ganges. Here, a short description how those the other eight verses are filled with different kind of people. So as we understand from this verse, that the other verses, other than Bharatvarsha is this tract of land, and the other verses are filled with people who have longer life, like 10,000 years they live, and also they are strong, like 10,000 elephants, like Dhritarashtra. But in the Bharatvarsha, we are not that strong, right? And we are, our life is short. Our life is calculated as being 100 years. Barely someone may live more than 100 years. Otherwise, before one hits 20, you know, one has to prepare Hari Bol. Yeah. Don't get to the 20s. As long as you are traveling through 10, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90 is quite too much. So we should prepare before so that no accident happens. Srila Prabhupada mentions here in Bharatvarsha also people are desiring to enjoy like that, like the other verses people enjoy in the other verse. But what happens? We get some kind of imitation in enjoyment, some enjoyment that look like enjoyment but it's not really. which is graded or degraded as Maya. Maya. Maya means that which is not. False enjoyment or imitation enjoyment. And as soon as we get into enjoyment, then we forget about our position, that we are who? Who we are? Yeah. Jivir Sharupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das. So we forget that position, being entangled in the enjoyment, false enjoyment. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings a nice song. I think I mentioned that before, last year also. That being forgetful of you, O my Lord. Huliya tumare sansare asiya hiye nana vidvyatha tumare charane asiya chiyami boliva dukher katha. I have forgotten you, O my Lord, and I came to this material world. And since I have come to this material world, so many difficulties I have gone through. So many difficulties. And finally, I regained my original consciousness. I came at your lotus feet. I can describe to you, you know, whatever I have gone through. Janani jathare chilam jakhan Visham bandhan paashe Ekvar prabhu dekha diya more Vanchilaye din daase. So first thing he is describing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, describing how I was suffering in this world. The first thing was, I came to the womb of my mother, entangled with so many intestines, you know. Visham bandhana paase. I was so much suffering in that horrible situation. And I was praying like anything, please get me out from here. So my Lord, you came once, I saw you. When you came once in front of me and suddenly you disappeared. I felt like I was cheated. Then I vowed, yes. That's the person I have to know. I have to get him. As soon as I take birth, this time, I will dedicate my whole life. I will dedicate my whole life for his service. Takana bhavinu janam laya. Takana bhavinu janam laya. What is the line? I forgot the line there. So I thought that as soon as I take birth this time, I'm vowed already that I will worship him throughout all my life. Janam hoilo pori maya jale na hoilo gyan lava. So as I took birth, what happened? Maya grabbed me like anything. So whatever I have thought, whatever I have planned, all gone. Disappeared from my memory. So, now, everyone takes me in their hand. Oh, so cute child. So nice boy. Oh, so nice girl. Oh, wonderful. So sweet. And one hand to another. And adarir chele, swajanir kole. Adarir chele, swajanir kole, hasiya katanu kala, janaka janani snehete bhuliya, sansar lagilo bhala. I was respected. I was a little child, cute child. I was respected. I know, embraced and kissed and so many things. And all relatives, you know, one by one, they keep me in their laps, and so much affection was given to by my parents, it was so much forgetfulness. You know, the forgetfulness is growing and growing. Totally forgot. Janak janani snehete bhuliya. I totally forgot about all my previous plan because of the deep affection that I received from my parents. And gradually I like this world, you know, so nice. This world is so good. It's a place of enjoyment. So now you work for enjoyment. Hari Bol. Now is the time for enjoyment. Krame dina dino balak hoya khelino balak sah ar kato dine jnana upajilo paath padi arah. Gradually I became a little boy and I started playing with my friend boys. And after some time, you know, I had to go to school and learn so many books. And gain some knowledge out of it. Gain some knowledge, I got some degree. I passed a BA, MA, bachelor's, master's, and PhD, and many more things. So many titles. Sei vidya bale bhrami deshe deshe dhan uparjan kari. Holding those degrees in my hand, I travel throughout the whole world. Gain lots of fame, lots of wealth. And what did I do with that wealth? Swajana palana kari eka mane bhuleno tumare hari. I accumulated so much wealth and I took care of my family. So I was so absorbed in taking care of my family. I bought one house in Alachua, one house in Mayapur, not me. One in Vrindavan, one maybe in Puri, who knows, in Himalaya maybe somewhere. So many places, vacation areas, you know, vacation places. You can always go, summer coming, now you travel. You know, you can go to Hawaii, enjoying time, no? You go Hawaii, if you like, you can go to mountains, Darjeelings, Badrinath, Kedarnath, mountains. Cool. Enjoyment. So getting involved in this enjoyment and taking care of the family, I totally forgot, my Lord. I totally forgot about you. Vardhakya kano bhakti vinoda kandiya katar ati nabajiya tore din vritha gelo ekon ki have gati. Bhakti Vinod Thakur saying, now I became old. I did so many things. Now I became old. Now I cry only that I did not utilize my time properly. Na bhajiya tore din vritha gelo. All my time has passed, I have passed uselessly because I didn't worship you. What will happen to me now? Ekon ki hove gati? What will happen to me now? I'm old, I can't do much anything. My senses are weak, my body is weak. Can't even chant around properly. So here Prabhupada confirms that when we take birth in this material world, Maya is so strong that we, forgetting the promise, we totally get involved in enjoyment ideas. Some good soul, some fortunate soul, maybe they happen to come to join Gurukul and join ISKCON, or I become fortunate to be the child of a devotee and some good fortune is there. Good fortune is there, and gradually become, you know, they grow up in Krishna consciousness. So then gradually attraction to Krishna is established. Otherwise there is no hope. So this is the situation here in Bharatavarsha. Even though we are rich of Vedic culture, but danger is always there. So each Varsha, the Bharatavarsha and Elaborate Varsha and Ketumal Varsha and Hari Varsha, there are, you know, 8 different verses. So in each Varsha there is a presiding deity of the Lord. In some places Lord Nrsimha is being worshipped, in some places Lord Shiva is presiding, some other verses Hari Griva and so on. Elaborate Varsha, you know, I'm moving to other Varsha now, Bharatavarsha, as I've described. Elaborate Varsha is presided by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the only person in that Varsha. No other man. Lord Shiva is residing there with Parvati. And Parvati has millions of maid servants. And no man can go there. Actually, the man used to go there. It is said that Lord Shiva would give class regularly to the sages and rishis. Four kumaras, you know, the rishis headed by four kumaras used to come there regularly, learn from Lord Shiva about the Supreme Tattva. Lord Shiva is a devotee of Shankarshan. They used to come. One of those incidents, when Chitraketu came traveling and he saw, you know, Lord Shiva is giving class to the rishis and Parvati being seated right in, you know, on his thigh, you know, on his lap. So Chitraketu saw this situation. Oh, such a guru, you know, he's keeping his wife right in his lap and instructing. Yeah. So he started criticizing. Parvati became very furious and she stood up and she cursed him. You fool! Who you think you are? Yeah? Brahma! And Shanaka, all these great sages and have never said anything, and you come here interrupting us. You don't deserve to be human being, you become Rakshas. Parvati cursed him. But because he was a devotee of Shankarshan, he didn't mind. Parvati cursed him, but he didn't get upset or anything. He said, never mind. I accept your curse, but just be this much favor to me, do this much favor to me that I will never forget the lotus feet of Krishna. I don't mind wherever I go, Rakshas Yoni or wherever, you know, I go hell, man, I don't care. So that was provided. Lord Shiva said, see, pure devotee of Lord, he doesn't care. Sarga pavarga narake shapit ulyasa darshina. Narayana para sarvena kutashtana bhivati. Narayana para, I mean the Lord of Narayana, you know, the devotee of Lord Narayana, you know, a pure devotee. He does not care where he's going, whenever he's going, he's going to fall in hell or going to heaven. He doesn't care. He's totally absorbing. No fear. Sarga pavarga narake, he has totally equal vision everywhere. So Parvati felt, you know, like she made a mistake by cursing him. But anyway, the arrow is gone, cannot come back. So then that way Chitraketu becomes in next life, what he becomes? Vritrasura, yeah, Vritrasura. Vritrasura. Vritrasura, glorious demon. Apparently he was a demon, but in his heart he was totally absorbed in Krishna's thought. So one time, another time, when Parvati was sitting with Lord Shiva in privacy, because they are only alone there in the mountain. So as rishis used to come, you know, the effulgent rishis, four kumaras were coming to hear his class. And then from the distance they saw that Parvati, not very well dressed, and you know, they just turned around, they went other place, Badrinath, instead of Kailas, or Elavrita Varsha. So Parvati also saw that somebody was coming, and you know, they went away, but I should be more secure, and this place should be more secure for myself, so that I can, you know, I can perform. So Lord Shiva says, okay. From today, this area, no man can enter. If somebody can enters because of his not knowing or foolishness, he dares to enter here, then he becomes woman. He becomes female. So you can be free now. So as Sukadeva Goswami describes about Harivarsha here in very few texts later, he says, I will describe this more in ninth canto. What happens in ninth canto is that son of sun god, Shraddhadev. Shraddhadev didn't have children. And after performing a yagya, somehow by the mistake of priest or by mismanagement there, he's supposed to have a child, boy child, he had girl child. So the king became upset. He was happy that at least he had a child, but he was not happy that it was a girl child. He wanted a boy child. So he asked Gurudev, what happened? You know, you are expert mantra drashta. You do yagya for me and a girl child. I want a boy child. And then Gurudev find out that your wife made a mistake there. Because as the priest was ready to do the swaha, the queen came and said, can you change it? I want a daughter. So that's how that happened. And then king, okay, so what can be done now? So Gurudev prayed to Lord Vishnu, and by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, the girl child was transformed into a boy child. Okay, so the boy child now grows up as a young man, as a prince, and one day he was gone with the ministers and so many of his army to the unknown region. Finally it happened, they reached Elavrita Varsha. As soon as they enter Elavrita Varsha, everybody became female. The prince became princess, and all the horse became horses. Yeah. Well, that's a long story, we'll hear later. And then, the king didn't like the idea of what happened, so again they prayed to Lord Shiva, because of that, his arrangement it became. So Shiva said, okay, what we can do now is, he can remain boy for 6 months and he can remain girl for 6 months. And also he can get married and he will have children, but in that, like this. Later on the king perform another sacrifice and he will have 10 children. That's the subject matter in ninth canto, at least the first part. Okay, now we'll have a few more minutes. I would like to glorify Vrindavan Das Thakur in our short time. Vrindavan Das Thakur was not only a jewel in the Vaishnava society, but was also an ornament in the society of Bengali literatures. Just as the poet Chaucer, you know the English poet? What is it called?
Chaucer.
Okay. I was thinking something else. Poet Chaucer is highly regarded among the English-speaking people. Similarly, Thakur Vrindavan Das should be highly regarded among the Bengali-speaking people. Actually, before Thakur Vrindavan Das, no one composed any book or poems regarding pure devotional service in Bengali. His chaste mother Narayani was worshipable by all Vaishnavas. And there is no doubt that Vrindavan Das Thakur was an incarnation of Vyasadeva. Incarnation of Vyasadeva. Also it is said that he was the incarnation of, in the combination incarnation of Vyasadeva and Krishna's friend Kusumapira. We'll hear that. In Gaura Ganadas Deepika, text 109, it is said, Vidavyasu Yayivasi Dasu Vrindavanodunam Sakaya Kusumapira Karyatastam Samavisat. Vidavyas became Vrindavan Das Thakur. Krishna's friend Kumuda Kusumapira also entered in him for special purpose. Vedavyas described Krishna Lila in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is none different from Vedavyas. So he described Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. His book was first called Chaitanya Mangal. But when Lochan Das Thakur gave the same name to his book, he also made a biography of Lord Chaitanya and he put the same name. And Vrindavan Das Thakur changed the name of his book and then it was known as Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur was born on the Krishna Dwadashi of month of Vaishak in 1507 AD. You can count that. 1507, right after, some years later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. Some say he was born in Mamgachi, in the Navadip area. Others say his birthplace was in Kumarhatta. His father was Vaikunthanath Vipra, who originally came from Sylhet. It's called Sylhet? Yeah? Sylhet. His mother Narayani Devi. Narayani was daughter of Srivas Pandit's elder brother. So that's Srivas Pandit's niece. Yeah? So Srivas Pandit's elder brother was Sri Nalin Pandit. Kavi Karnapura has also mentioned her name in his Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. Ambikaya Swasayasmin Namna Sri Lakilambika Krishna Chishtam Prabhunjana Seyam Narayani Mata. So there were two sisters, Ambika and Kilimbika in Krishna Lila. Ambika was Krishna's nurse and Kilimbika was basically taking remnants of Krishna. And so this, as I understand, the same these two sisters came as Ambika became Malini, Sri Advaita's wife, and her sister Narayani? Yeah. Kilimbika, who used to eat Krishna's remnants, was the younger sister of Krishna's nurse, Ambika, Srivasa's wife, Malini. In Mahaprabhu's Lila, she became Narayani. Narayani Chaitanya Ruchishta Bhajan, अवतार गर्भ जन्मिल श्री दास वृंदावन। चैतन्य आदि 841। नारायणी ऑल्सो अचीव्ड फेम बिकॉज शी रिसीव्ड गौर सुंदर मर्सी व्हेन ही गेव हर हिज रेमनेंट्स। व्हेन द लॉर्ड डिस्प्लेड हिज डिवाइन फॉर्म इन द महाप्रकाश इन श्रीवास अंगन, Narayani was only a four-year-old child, but the Lord made her intoxicated with the ecstasy of prema. Whether born in Mamgachi or in Kumarhatta, Vrindavan Das later lived in a village of Denuria within the Matreshwar precinct of Vardhaman district. Thus, Denuria is considered to be his Sri Path. Vardhaman district is right after Navadvip, it's not very far. He spent some of his childhood with his mother in Mamgachi at the home of his maternal grandparents where Narayani was married. Vrindavan Das's Gornitai deities are still worshipped at the Mamgachi home. When his father died, he and his mother moved to Srivasa's house where he received Mahaprabhu's special blessings. Nityananda Kripa Patra Vrindavan Das Chaitanya Lilayate Ho Hayan Adi Vyas. Vrindavan Das Thakur received so much mercy from Nityananda. And he is the Adi Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, as he wrote in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Narayanir Nandan Chaitanya Mangala Yaho Karila Rachan Bhagavate Krishna Leela Varnila Veda Vyas Chaitanya Leela Te Vyas Vrindavan Das. So Chaitanya Mangala, such a wonderful scripture that Vrindavan Das Thakur compiled. It is said that by reading or by even touching or seeing Chaitanya Bhagavat, all inauspiciousness will be destroyed. Vrindavan Das Kaila Chaitanya Mangala Jahara Sravane Hai Nase Sarva Mangala. Hearing, by hearing Chaitanya Mangal, all inauspiciousness will go to hell. Even an atheist person or Muslim, if he hears Chaitanya Mangal, he can become devotee instantly. Chaitanya Mangal Suni Vidhi Pakhandi Javan Sehi Mahavaishnava Hai Sehu Mahavaishnava Hai Tatakshan. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that I offer my millions of obeisances at the feet of Vrindavan Das because he have compiled such a valuable scripture to deliver the whole world. Vrindavan Das Pate Koti Namaskar Aise Granth Karite Ho Tarila Sansar. So as Vrindavan Das Thakur has described most of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Bhagavat, but some pastimes he did not describe because the book was growing and growing and growing really big. So Grantha Vistar Vai means my book will become really too big if I describe everything. So some places he just reluctantly left. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, I'm just taking whatever he have left. So those pastimes which Vrindavan Das Thakur did not describe, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami puts them in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he says, I'm just chewing the chew Vrindavan Das Thakur has already mentioned. Most of it, some that he had left, I'm just releasing it. Grant vistar bhaye chadi la ye sthan sei sei sthane sindhu kichu kariye vyakhyan. Vrindavan Das Thakur is the authorized biographer of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and equal to Srila Vyasadeva. He has described the Lord's pastimes in such a way as to make them sweeter and sweeter. I shall try as far as possible to fill in the accounts he left out. So that's the Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has said. So time is quite going, so I don't want to go too far. Vrindavan Das Thakur's disappearance day is the Krishna Dashami of Vaishakh. Today is what? Appearance day? Appearance or disappearance? Appearance day. So, disappearance day is some days before, like maybe last month in Vaishakh. There is some dispute on the exact year of his disappearance, which was likely 1589 AD, because he was born in 1507. So 1589 AD. AD means after? Okay, yeah. So more or less, 81 years he lived. Okay. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Any questions? Yes, Prabhu. Bharatvarsha is also known as Ilavrita Varsha. Yes, it was known as Ilavrita Varsha. And then after that, it was known as Ajamida Varsha. And gradually later, it came to known as Bharatvarsha. So Bharatvarsha came later. So, you say Ilavrita Varsha. So it was known from that place, you know, where Lord Shiva is residing. Either that could be Kailash or some other place, I'm not sure. So from there it's known as Ilavrita Varsha. And gradually later, it is known as Bharata Varsha. Jai. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Who said? Okay. Can I get the mic? Maybe. Yeah. Doesn't work? Okay. So Mataji is asking. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in purport that, what was it? Yeah, they were enjoying and at the same time they remember their duty to be servant of the Lord. Huh? Enjoy and get entangled. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Haribar.
Yes.
In order to enjoy sense gratification, we are told in Prabhupada's books that then we have to forget that we are eternal servants. But in the heavenly planets, they were enjoying sense gratification and they were not forgetting. So my question is, how do you reconcile this?
Is the nature of that place, heavenly planet, I mean, those are Bhoma, what's called Bhoma Swarga. Swarga is in the three different categories. There's an upper heavenly planet. Bhoma Swarga is in this planet, in different verses. And there is a Swarga, below Swarga is called lower planetary system. So in this Swarga, this people who live in those places, they enjoy, it is also said that they enjoy the whole, you know, the whole life almost, but they don't have pregnancy. And toward the end of their life, maybe 1 year left, then they will have pregnancy and they will get children. And no more than one. So, while they are enjoying, they still remember that maybe it's arrangement of Krishna, you know, how that works. They enjoy, but at the same time they remember, we should remain devotee, serving the Lord. But here in this planet, we came, you know, we came here promised that we will worship you, my Lord. You can see in third canto, as the living entity comes in the womb, these prayers are given by Kapil Dev. The living entity prays the Lord, please. That please let me out from here, I will worship you for my whole life. But then, yeah, as soon as he comes out, then it's forgotten. And there could be any, some rare soul who remembers that is, you know, what happened in the previous life. And they could be more oriented in their plan. But most of the time that, unless you are really born in devotee family or, you know, something great, fortunate family, then you are, from childhood, you are reminded to be to become devotee and worship Krishna. And at the same time, you go on with your, worldly affairs. Yeah, otherwise, it doesn't work. You can see those who are not devotees, they are totally absorbed in their worldly affairs, but not Krishna. So it's just that Krishna's arrangement. In those places, people can think of Krishna while they are enjoying. But here, when people start enjoying, they totally forget. Or they forget. Because they forgot, therefore they enjoy. Try to enjoy. Does it answer your question?
I don't know. I just don't understand. How can you enjoy sense gratification and identify with the material body, and at the same time you remember that you are an eternal servant of Krishna? That is, like, I don't understand how these two can.
Yes, Prabhu. Prabhu is going to give some input in that.
But Brahma reconciles that issue very easily. When he explains to Narada Muni, when Narada questions his position, who are you? At some point in his dissertation, he says to Narada Muni very clearly, my dear Narada, let me tell you that I, although I am Brahma, I flee to the shelter of Narayana. So he uses the word, I flee. So to flee is to run away from everything else. And to Narayan. So although material facility is there, when there is conscious awareness of one's reality, as Jivara Swarupoi Krishna and nature does, then automatically one flees. One does not become enamored with the external reality. So some demigods like Nala Kuvera and his brother mistook their position and abused it, and thus became the twin Arjuna trees. So even in the heavenly planets, yes, there is facility for abuse. And there is facility for remembrance. Just as here, there is facility for abuse and there is facility for remembrance. But Krishna leaves that to the individual, just as he left it to Arjuna to decide, will you fight or will you not fight? So will you become his servant or will you not become his servant? Karma is in between. So you will have some hit and runs and some hit and misses. But if your consciousness is dhira, nista, stable, then very easily you will cross over the ocean of nescience. Yes? Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Jai. Hari Om. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.